Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Sorry, we're a little late, little technical issue here. My name's David Gibson, and the show today is about peace, harmony, and flow, but at a very deep level. This is what we've been really focusing on for the children in the Montessori schools. We created a whole sound healing curriculum and geometry and music curriculum for the children in the Montessori, and then we're going to be taking it into the public and private schools. And the focus or the core aspect of it is peace, harmony, and flow. We've defined it in more very specific ways, and we're going to be talking about the full perspective on this and how to really get our children back in our bodies, back in their bodies, and get us back in our bodies, right? So our intention is that we all might find peace and harmony in all relationships and flow, which is the ultimate peace. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our open house coming up this Saturday, Sunday, a week from tomorrow, which is March 18th, and it's from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Institute here in San Francisco. We'll be going through full perspective on how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and we're going to be doing a lot of heart-opening guided meditations, playing a lot of crystal bowls, and doing a lot of voice, and generally talking about how sound can change your life. And also we'll be putting people on the sound table and sound lounge all day. So you're welcome to come. Even if you're not interested in classes, come, because it's just a great time. And people get really high. It's really funny. People say, 5 hours? Well, it's quite amazing. After you get in the zone for 3 hours, then you just go even deeper. Nobody ever wants to leave, right? It's really, really great. And that's Sunday, March 18th from 1 to 6. We also have a concert coming up, a Crystal Bowl concert, which is Friday night, March 23rd. And it's with Meredith and myself, and we're going to be focusing on the sound codes that are coming through to help everyone, include not only the people at the concert, but on the whole planet, these new codes of perfection and beauty and love. So we'll be doing a lot of crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. I mean, a full range of all the different instruments that we have at the Institute. And it's a wonderful time. You just lay down and bliss out. Lay down and bliss out. Right? And that's $20. And that's, March 23rd, Friday, March 23rd. Then we also have another meetup on Friday, March 30th with Dan Hansen. Dan is this creative genius that makes flutes and instruments out of natural things. He's got all these deer antlers that he's created flutes from. And they're including a bunch of other things he makes into instruments. And he's kind of a genius at tuning systems and different and playing these different instruments. Here's his little blurb. He says, "Please join us on a deep subconscious journey within a safe and activated container. The hypnotic sound journey will begin with the ceremonial grade organic Guatemalan cacao." So we're getting high. We're getting high. "Participants will be guided into a lucid state of yoga nidra, and the offering will be performed by Dan Hansen. He'll play the root flute. Sound journey includes Hansen's self-made multi-chamber flutes, 10 Tibetan singing bowls on an elaborate foot pedal system, ezhraj, which is an Indian bowed instrument, electric cello, shakuhachi flute, Arabian antler clarinet, didgeridoo, panpipes, antler saxophone, classical guitar, swing chimes, and an entire array of percussion, all live looped to create a vast hypnotic soundscape that will carry between dimensions of dream and day. All flutes are made with naturally shed wild elk antlers. And that's $30 on Friday, March 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can also see these on our website as well. Actually, they're not up yet. We'll have them all up. Some of it's up. We'll have the rest of it up later tonight. And you can or you can just show up, though. You don't need to sign up in advance. There's plenty of room. And that's at the Institute here in San Francisco. We've also got our annual retreat at Mount Shasta coming up July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And it's $188. And at Stewart Mineral Springs at the foot of Mount Shasta. So it's really beautiful, right on a river, big river. And then on the third day, we go up on the mountain, and the whole time we're hanging out with the Lemurians and meditating with sound and doing full range of sound treatments and learning a lot. And it's just really profound. It's every year it sells out. So if you're interested, you might want to sign up sooner than later. It also there's also great places to stay there. We've got at Stewart Mineral Springs, or you can camp as well. And you can find that online at soundhealingcenter.com/Shasta, I think it is. Yeah, no, it might be /love/Shasta. If you just go to our website, though, there's a link to it. And then we've also got our classes coming up. We have our summer intensive, which is June 5th to the 16th and August 4th to the 14th. You can even stay at the Institute as well. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. We often sell that out, too. So if you want to sign up, it's really it's the whole certificate program of sound healing with like our dozen instructors. And it's very immersive, of course, because you can't leave. 10 to 9:30 every day, you get totally immersed in it. And it's very profound. You don't have to do both June and August. You could actually just finish in August online or just do the first half and not even come back if you want. You're welcome to. And so that's if you pay in full by March 15th, you can get a $400 discount on that. And then our next certificate program won't be until September 4th. We also have the program online, which starts March 15th is the next start time. Starts about every 2 weeks. And it works really well. If you can't make it here, it's really effective. And we do toning, chanting, mantras. We do voice on each other. And you get to practice on friends and family. And it's really, really great. That's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. So we also have the audio recording program, which starts here in just a few weeks online. And we also have it at the Institute, which is going to be the summer intensive in July. It's the whole month of July, like 4 days a week, day, and sometimes nights as well. And it's learning how to run a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic or any of those programs. The way we teach it, it transfers to everything. And it's about recording, mixing, producing, and just how to make music and recordings that affect people really deeply. I wrote the number one selling books in the world on recording and producing, which I just finished rewriting. So we've got a new version that'll be coming out here in a couple months as well. And so that's happening. You can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center where we've got a lot of treatments we do. We can do online, over the phone. We can do voice analysis. We even sell our voice analysis program for finding out what's wrong with you. Or you can find your home note, which is what's right with you, right? We also have our sound healing store with full range of, we got over 300 instruments, including sound tables and sound lounges and bass pods that you can put on the body that are incredibly effective for pain and also for digestion and nerves. We've got all the CD frequency CDs that were the frequencies that were researched by Peter Guy Manners. We've got on CD, really, really effective, unbelievably effective. It shocks me even still how effective they are. I use them quite a bit to get rid of my lower back pain, and it's like 15 minutes, completely gone, just completely gone. We've also got a full range of crystal and Tibetan bowls and all the instruments you could imagine. You can find that at soundoflove.com, and there you go. That's what we have going on at the school. So peace, harmony, and flow. You know, what we've done is kind of define these, not kind of, we've defined peace, harmony, and flow in kind of specific ways. Quite specific ways. I mean, you can say, use peace in many ways. And you get peace from harmony, you get peace from flow, smooth flow, and you get peace from many ways of doing peace. But the way we're defining it to really get into more detail is peace is, well, there's many definitions, but peace is like the whole. It's the whole that contains all. It's also our original state of being. And it's also a greater awareness of oneself and one's relationship with nature and the universe, that one is part of the whole. The ultimate symbol of peace is the circle or sphere. I sometimes even think of it as the dot. It is often defined as stillness, calmness, the state of being grounded. It's a state of equilibrium without stressors. And it's also clarity of the mind. What creates peace? Well, actually, let me give the overview of each one of these first before we get into what creates peace. So harmony, so I think of peace as oneness, right? Not oneness, what is it? Oneness with the universe, but oneness, where it's just one. Whereas harmony is two-ness, where there's two. Harmony is all about a positive relationship between two things, an agreement. It's like two people in love, like parts of an ecosystem in nature. Things that create harmony are the relationship between any two things is coherent or complementary. It's like a musical interval between two notes. When each or a, although there's good and bad harmony, right? So there can be dissonant harmony and there can be sweet harmony. When each component is in relationship, is at peace. So each part of it, or each of the two are at peace, that will create harmony between the two, normally. Positive harmony is called consonance. Negative harmony is dissonance. Although negative harmony is not necessarily bad, because dissonance between two frequencies or sounds actually creates an oscillation called a binaural beat. A binaural beat is just a flutter. And that's what we often think of dissonance. And this dissonance can be perceived as a beautiful binaural beat, in training, which will entrain us into a consistent brainwave state. It's a rhythm. And it's a dissonance that can break up stuck energy or flow to create a smoother flow and more harmony. So it's interesting. It's like I know a woman who actually got rid of her breast cancer by actually finding the frequency of the breast cancer, and she went off pitch a little bit and created a binaural beat between the breast cancer and her voice, which created a beating, and it broke up the cancer. It's one of the common ways to break up stuck energy is to create just a little dissonance, which is really interesting. So dissonance, what most of us think of as annoying, can be really, really positive. So harmony is also balance between two things. And then there's flow. Flow requires change. You can have harmony between two things that are not changing, although technically, if you add time, peace or harmony is simply the same thing the next moment, right? So there is a change into the same thing. You can think of it that way. But for the most part, flow requires time. At least our perception of it does. So it's gradual change, because it's not just flow. Just like harmony, we can have positive and negative flow, so to speak. Again, negative flow could be good. I mean, that's where it's not really flowing very well. It's kind of like, you know, not good flow. Well, that could be exactly what we need to let us know that something is not happening, where we can then focus on it and move beyond it or resolve it. It's really smooth flow is the positive aspect. Smooth flow. And that means gradual change. The ultimate smooth flow is the Fibonacci curve. The Fibonacci curve is like 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 5 plus 8 equals 13, 8 plus 13 equals 21, 21 plus 13 equals 34, right? It's about as far as I can go with that really quickly. So that's the ultimate flow. The past plus the current moment equals the future. There is nothing more smooth than the Fibonacci spiral. And that's the way everything in nature generally grows. It's the basis of growth in nature is the Fibonacci curve. Previous plus the present equals the next. And it's a curve, it's a spiral. And that's the ultimate smooth flow. It's also an absence of resistance or blockage. When there's no resistance or blockage, flow often happens naturally, especially in the body. Good examples of flow are not only the Fibonacci curve, but a river, the wind, and a healthy person. It's interesting, you know, even if there's a rock in the middle of the river, there's still flow. And that's really interesting. You know, when you've got a rock that's blocking the flow, the water still flows around it, which is really interesting. And the water doesn't go, damn it, God, it really sucks that that rock is in the way. Right? The water just goes around it and flows anyway. Whereas normally, when we have blockages or things in the way, we go, God, that sucks. And that creates even more blockage, right? The river has it down. Same with the wind. And a healthy person, flow is energy flowing through the different parts of the body. Smooth flow. If you don't have smooth flow through the nervous system, you can have shakiness. If you don't have smooth flow through the meridians, all kinds of stuff goes wrong. If you don't have smooth flow through the circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through your digestive system, all kinds of things happen. It's all about smooth flow in the body. And actually not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well. Okay, so that's kind of the overview. Let's go back to, it's like in the body, you know, the way I think of it is peace are the cells. It's like their frequencies. I often think of peace as a frequency. Is one way to define a vibration that is vibrating coherently, as opposed to like a staticky or something that's not a smooth vibration back and forth, right? It's like a heart palpitation, right? Would not be smooth, or stress, or fear, right? The peace of the cells is a consistent vibration. And when those cells are working in peace, they actually are, if you look at a blood cell, it actually is a perfectly round geometry. Whereas blood cells, when they're not doing well, they are not round. And this is the same with most cells, as far as I know. And so when they're at peace, they're in this perfect circle, right? That is the peace for the cell. Now, when they're at peace, then they're in harmony with the other cells. Every two cells are in harmony when they're both at peace. But the most important thing is when they're in peace and in harmony, energy flows through them. Cells aren't just hanging out by themselves doing nothing. They're in this system where energy is flowing. So their whole job is to receive and transmit energy to keep the flow going. So they're part of the flow, and they do not work well. They do not allow flow if they're not coherent in their own peace, right? That's a really good way to look at it. And you can see how we're kind of defining peace as a part. Although it's interesting because depending on your perspective, peace could be the whole, could be everything. I mean, it's the entire universe is the wholeness, right? So it depends on whether you zoom in. It's kind of like when you're looking at energy. You know, you can see it as particles or you can see it as waves. It just depends on how you look at it, right? So in sound healing, a large part is finding that peace so you can have harmony and flow. The number one thing that creates peace is a consistent vibration, a frequency or a sound humming consistently. Inconsistent is like right, or staticky, whereas consistent are the vowels. Right, or a crystal ball, or a Tibetan ball, or any tuning fork. Those are consistent, stable vibrations that entrain every part of our system into that consistency. Now, you can also have consistent rhythms, bop, 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 and those will do the same. They'll create the peace, because a consistency is what peace is about. I often say it this way: peace is a frequency humming consistently, or a rhythm vibrating consistently. Vowels and most sound healing instruments that create a drone are good. Also, another thing that creates peace This is really interesting. We don't think about it a lot, but it's really important. And that is the home note of the key of a song. When you hit the home note, the definition of the home note is peace, or where you're at rest. It's kind of like this, where we come home, right? If we don't hit the home note, we could come home, or we come home, or we come home. It's nothing like when we really come home to the home note. You can feel the resolve when I come down to the home note. That's the key of the song. And again, the definition of the home note is where you're at rest. This is huge. It's really a major thing in music and sound healing to go to that home note. Now, it's also, you could call it the home note of a sound. All sounds just about have a fundamental frequency and harmonics, which are simply mathematical multiples of that fundamental frequency. So the fundamental is called, sometimes the home note is called the root or fundamental of the sound. Even that fundamental root note of a sound creates peace. When you resonate that home note in a sound, it's very similar to a song, but it's just one sound. There's actually peace and stillness there too. Hard to demonstrate that without like a computer though. Now, we can actually get peace just from harmony and relationship between two things, and we can get peace out of smooth flow, right? Because peace can, you know, can be manifested in many ways. Now, when you look at peace from the physical perspective in the body, it's a lack of tension or buzz in the body. And it's also, when the body is at peace, it's ready for a quick response, ready for smooth movement and exertion. The body at peace is the ideal state for sports. It is the best state for the body to be in. It's also interesting, low frequencies create peace as well. It's interesting, I didn't even have that one in here. Low frequencies actually create calmness. They create calm in the body. Right? Also, when the body is at peace, the immune system flourishes and health ensues naturally. Illness and diseases fall away when the body is at peace, when it's still. Peace in a cell creates a coherent symmetrical pattern. Peace in cells or any part of the body allow energy to flow. I said that. Okay. Now, emotionally, peace is referred to as calmness. Emotions that are not peaceful create chaos, like fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, right? Positive emotions resonate peace. Gratitude resonates peace. Compassion, love, and joy. All of these can be described, and the sounds that create the peace are warm timbres, which are warm instruments, like the harp, or a log drum, a tongue drum, right? Those create peace as well, the actual warm sounds. Okay? In fact, I'm making my voice more warm as we're speaking here. It can also be described as a musical flow, as an emotion that is no longer stuck and resolved to the home note. That creates the emotional peace too. So smooth flow creates peace, right? So they're all interrelated. Peace, okay, then mentally, peace and stillness is a prerequisite of clear, sustained focus, not scattered mind. consistent brainwave states create peace, whether in delta, theta, alpha, or beta. It's all, more than anything, it's about a consistent brainwave to get that peace of mind. It's also defined as thoughts that don't jump around from one topic to another, and thoughts that unfold with complete awareness and memory of the previous thought or thoughts, such that the conceptualization unfolds like a tree. But also, that's kind of the logic, right? But also, thoughts that flow like streams of consciousness create peace. Again, we're talking flow here. Thoughts that flow in a non-linear way may seem chaotic, but from the perspective of the logical mind, they can also be flowing and create peace. Mental peace occurs when there's no focus at all, when the mind is allowed to wander even. Peace also comes from 100% presence with everything around it, which is presence with light and sound, and is normally associated with the alpha brainwave state. The number one thing that stops mental peace is unresolved thought, dead end, a question with no answer, especially when the answer is needed to avert physical or emotional pain. Then there's spiritual peace, stillness and consistency in connection with essence of nature and spirit, connection to the higher self, connection to universal love or source energy, and just being one with the universe. Okay, so that's peace. More detail than you probably ever wanted. But it's really interesting when you really get into it, because what we're talking about is creating peace, harmony, and flow at all levels in us and in the whole planet and universe. Okay. So harmony is... physical harmony is the relationship of the 210 types of cells, the relationship of one organ to another, the relation of the body systems to other body systems. It can also be the relationship physically between two people, whether friends, family, or lovers. Emotional harmony is the relationship of the emotions to other emotions. It could be just an awareness of your emotions, where you're just watching them, witnessing your emotions, instead of being on the roller coaster of emotions. So harmony between the self and the emotions. Emotional harmony you can have between two people, too. That can even turn into a flow of harmony between two people. Then there's mental harmony, relationship of thoughts to other thoughts, so there's no conflicting thoughts, or just letting go, so if there's conflicting thoughts, it doesn't matter, it doesn't bother you. And then there's relationships of thoughts that create harmonious structures and patterns. So patterns like trees, or pyramid structures, or Fibonacci flow, those relationships are creating harmonious patterns. It's also mental harmony is when you have good communication between two people and there's understanding. Spiritual harmony is relationship of your spirit to source, or the relationship of your soul to source, relationship of your personality to soul and source. So let's play a song that is all about flow, and then we'll finish with some little more discussion about flow. This song is called Low Mood, and it's really designed to overcome depression. And you'll see that it's changing gradually from depressed sounds to complete flowing connection to nature and beauty and harmony. So let's listen to Low Mood. smooth flow. It's really the main deal. It's all about smooth flow, where you get the frequencies in peace and harmony. And then you've got smooth flow through the body, smooth flow in dance or touch or lovemaking physically. In fact, even when you zoom in on a cell, it's flowing. There's a whole system of flow even within a frequency as you zoom in. There's also the smooth flow of emotions, where there's no repetition of emotions over and over, especially the stressful ones, like a broken record. And there's no stress or roughness in the flow of the emotions. There's no resistance to feeling an emotion. Emotions that are flowing don't hang around. They flow on through. There's smooth flow of thoughts without blockages or getting stuck. Or, the worst of all, the double bind, where there's nowhere to go, the child that's being abused. Without stress or roughness in the flow of thoughts, and without confusion, and without distraction. Thoughts that flow like music. And then there's spiritual flow. The essence of spirit and source. And universal flow. That universal love, or any love, that just gives you this complete freedom of movement and complete peace in everything you do. Ultimate flow. And then that flow that comes from experiencing your soul. Where you now know your soul purpose. Where you experience that peace and stillness that is profound of your soul. And everything flows because you're part of source energy, which is the ultimate flow. So when you get down to it, frequencies are about either getting them peaceful or harmonious. Harmony is about getting things in harmony, or using the frequencies and the harmonies to break stuff up so there's more flow. Because flow is the whole deal. It's interesting. The more you zoom in on the body with the microscope, the more there is no stuff there. It's all energy flow. If you zoom in enough, in fact, there's more space and energy flow than actual material. Even when you zoom in on the physical parts of the body, it's all energy flow. So look for flow everywhere. And watch out for those blockages. Look for harmony and work towards harmony. It's the most important aspect, is to notice when there's no flow and do whatever you need to do to get that peace back and harmony back to create the flow again. So hold this energy of flow, at least into the evening, through the week, through the months ahead. Complete flow, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It gives you incredible peace to the core. Imagine for lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening. And take care. Flow on.